Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 12th. You'll be interested to know, 36 years ago, today, in 1988, American inventor Thomas Alva Edison made perhaps his most original discovery, the phonograph. His early recordings were made with indentations embossed into a sheet of tinfoil by a vibrating stylus. This invention marked a significant milestone in sound recording technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies, with temperatures reaching near 80 and a gentle west wind at around 7 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect it to be partly cloudy with a low around 62. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 5:15 with the low tide at 10:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, look forward to sunny skies from Tuesday to Friday, with daytime highs in the low 80s and light winds. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, with lows around mid-60s. Expect slight chances of rain showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Saturday afternoons, with Saturday night being mostly cloudy. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is turning to Google AI to curb road traffic using technology from Google's Project Green Light to improve traffic light timing. Google's AI measures traffic trends, recommending minor adjustments. CBS reported that traffic fell more than 50% where the tech was tested. Project Green Light is live in over 70 intersections in 13 cities, including Boston and Seattle. Mayor Michelle Wu emphasized the focus on road safety. Despite Boston's notorious traffic and high accident rates, even small tweaks, such as light timing, can significantly improve traffic flow and reduce emissions. Now on to sports. Steph Curry has once again dazzled the world, securing an Olympic gold medal with a stunning performance in Paris. Known for his incredible three-point shooting, Curry led Team USA to victory against France, delivering a series of remarkable long-distance shots that left even his teammates in awe. In his first, and likely last Olympics, Curry scored 24 points against France, following a stellar 36-point game versus Serbia in the semifinals. His unforgettable display, capped by his signature night-night celebration, solidified his legacy as the best shooter to ever live. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Astros, 10-2. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Rangers. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is intensifying efforts to target high-income individuals who have not filed tax returns. This year, the agency sent compliance letters to those earning $400,000 or more in years without filed returns, including some earning over $1 million. The IRS advises immediate action to avoid penalties and enforcement measures. Non-filers making less than $400,000 may also receive notices. This non-filer initiative focuses on missing returns from tax years between 2017 and 2021. The unpaid tax amount is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. In business news, venture capital firms are projected to raise under $200 billion in 2024, a 48% drop from the industry's peak in 2021. This downturn has led to downsizing and fewer promotions, frustrating younger investors. Fierce competition for deals has intensified office politics, with many investors growing disillusioned. Rising interest rates, delayed initial public offerings, and a slump in public markets have hit the industry hard. Frustrations that were manageable during the bull market now seem like deal breakers. Many investors are considering leaving the industry as opportunities for growth diminish. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $58,600. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $143. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Does jewelry and big hair slow down Olympic runners? Even a little added weight and air drag can make a measurable difference. According to one physics expert, if it makes you feel strong, go for it. Olympic athletes spend years perfecting their performance, including their lightweight uniforms. Yet, at the Paris Olympics, Noah Lyles of Team USA won the men's 100-meter sprint while wearing a hefty diamond-studded chain and a large Omega Speedmaster watch. The physics suggests that added weight could slightly reduce acceleration, but the difference is minuscule. Similarly, voluminous hair could increase air drag, but again, the impact is minimal. If accessories boost confidence, athletes should go for it. Entertainment news. Deadpool and Wolverine has crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office, becoming the newest member of the Billion Dollar Club. This Disney Marvel sequel, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, has grossed approximately $500 million in North America and over $500 million internationally. It is the second release of 2024, following Disney's Pixar hit Inside Out 2, to surpass this milestone. Directed by Shawn Levy, it is the first Marvel Cinematic Universe film featuring characters previously licensed to 20th Century Fox, marking a significant win for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.